Yo, what's up? Welcome back to my podcast, Rose Knows. Today I'm going to be... Sorry, my cat meowed. Today I'm going to be talking about video games. And you want to know where I got my podcast name? I was like, one day I was talking about, oh, I should start a podcast. And I should call it Rose Knows, so people know that I know things. And I was like, yeah, that's a good name. Anyways, so... Talking about video games. So I've obviously got to start with GameStop. And recently, their stocks went up huge. And also, hi, family members. So their stocks went up, like, a lot. And the big billionaires on Wolf of Wall Street, they were, like, mad at that. Because they did this thing called, like, hedging. And they put in, like, a whole bunch of money because they were like, ah, GameStop's gonna go under. And then GameStop was like, nah, this stonks. And then the billionaires had to pay, like, billions because they were wrong. But yeah, so I'd go into GameStop. Like, I don't really love GameStop that much anymore. I think I loved it from, like, to 12 to 13. So I'd go in there, I'd buy my DS games, and I'd be like, yeah, DS games. I'd go home, I'd be like, I don't really play these games anymore. So I'd go back to GameStop, and then I'd, like, be like, yeah, I'm gonna trade these in. So then I go to GameStop, and they're like, what brings you in? Have you heard about our Pro Rewards card? And I'd be like, yeah, I just want to trade in these 12 games. And they'd be like, how about $1 in trade-in credit? And I'd be like, huh? And they recently closed down the location. Well, it's not really closed yet, but there's, like, nothing in there. And that's because they're closing down locations. Because they were, like, going under, like, under. But... yeah, so, I'm gonna talk about my favorite video games. So, I'm a huge Nintendo fan. And a whole bunch of gamer guys don't think Nintendo is real gaming. Which is kinda weird, because they're over there playing Call of Duty Modern Warfare on their Xbox. Like, I'm kind of into shooter games, it's just not really my thing. And I'm not that into Among Us either. Among Us is garbage, but that's not a console game. But that, it doesn't count as a video game. Well, it does, it's just, eh. Oh, and recently, Minecraft has blown up again because of the Dream SMP. And, yo, when I first started my first episode of the podcast, I was going to talk about the Dream SMP, but I realized I had, like, no opinions on it. So I was like, I'm just gonna scratch this and I'm gonna talk about something I actually know about. And I did. And I regret that because the whole time I was up at the mic, I was like, you could hear me breathing and stuff. And these headphones aren't really that good of quality either. Like, when I play music sometimes, it just, like, pops and crackles in my ear and I'm like, ow. But... they have pugs on them, so that is good. I got them at CVS for, like, $15. Anyways, what was I talking about? What was I talking about? What? Okay, out of flag. You're not gonna really, like, want to listen to, like, most of these episodes. Because, like, I'm just gonna sit here like, well, what was I talking about? Anyways, so back to what I was saying. I'm a huge Nintendo fan. And I've been playing every console ever since the Wii. I have a DS Lite, a 3DS, a Wii. I used to have a Switch. I've never had a Wii U. But I still love Splatoon. Even before I had a Switch and I had Splatoon 2, I was like, Splatoon is my favorite game, even though I never played it. Which is weird, right? It's kind of like I was a fake fan of Splatoon, but as long as I knew what the game was about, I feel like I would say I was a fan. You don't have to play the game to be a fan of something. Like, I'd say a whole bunch of, like, Zelda fans haven't played the game. Like, a small percentage of Zelda fans haven't played the game, but, like, they're still a fan. And my other favorite Nintendo game, Animal Crossing, for sure. I hate New Horizons. It is so boring. But I love New Leaf. And City Folk was good. It's just, I really hated that it was on the Wii, because you had to point and click with the Wii remote. Yeah, the Wii remote. And it was just really hard. And the whole time, my grandmother was like, well, go pick up that apple, go pick up that seashell, because I played it in the middle of the house, in this room, the middle room. And I'd be like, I know what I'm supposed to do. I've played Animal Crossing before. And it was just really annoying. And then, well, I basically started playing with New Leaf. And, oh my god, the amount of times I have sold and bought New Leaf is phenomenal. Astronomical. Like, I go to GameStop, I buy Animal Crossing, I sell Animal Crossing, I buy it again, sell it again, buy it again, sell it again. And the last time I bought it, I was like, it was a couple of days before, it was right when GameStop was about to shut down. Yeah. And I was like, Mom, can you get me Animal Crossing? And she's like, again? Yet she won't buy me Luigi's Mansion. Dark Moon? Because I've already bought it once. Yet she'll buy me Animal Crossing, even though I've bought it like 5 times and sold it 4 times. Weird, right? Ugh. The physics of everything. The physics? I don't know. So, yeah, talking about Nintendo, I get sidetracked. And, like, I don't know. I've played a whole bunch of Nintendo games. Oh, wait, I was talking about Animal Crossing. Oopsies. New Leaf is my favorite. Because it's, like, it has better graphics. And, like, it just doesn't, it's not boring. And you don't have to point and click with a Wii remote. So obviously it's my favorite. Like, I would play the GameCube version, but it just doesn't have that good of graphics, and I feel like it would just get repetitive. Anyways, I'm done with Animal Crossing. And some other Nintendo games I like. I've played, Tomodachi Life. Yeah, I love Tomodachi Life. Basically, you make Yumi characters, you give them a life. And I've bought that, I think, 3 times and sold it 2x. I didn't play my DS for a long time, so I keep selling things and buying things. It's a habit. Oh, I also liked Luigi's Mansion. But I only bought it once, and I couldn't get it again because Mom was like, no, I'm not gonna buy you it because you bought it and then sold it. And I was like, okay. And, I don't really like Zelda that much. It's kind of overhyped. It's just like, I don't know. I don't like it that much. I would say the reasons why I don't like it, but I don't really have any reasons. Like, I don't know, it's just boring to me. Like, some things just aren't gonna be your thing, you know? Like, yeah. Some other things I've played. I love Splatoon. Even though I told you about Splatoon, I got Splatoon 2 back when I still had my Switch, and it was so fun to play. Like, and even though I had to have, like, a membership to have it, I was, like, playing it every day. And I would, like, but I wasn't really that good at it because I would always, like, get shot and stuff. Ooh, and I have this game on the 3DS. It's called, ooh, what is it called? I forgot. But wait. Oh, it's called 80s Overdrive. And it's this game where it's basically like, I don't know, it has good graphics, but it's like one of those things you find on the SNES. And you basically just drive around this track. It's like Mario Kart, but with like people. Instead of like random toads and bones and ghosts. But, like, with actual sports cars and traffic. Like, it's really hard because sometimes I hit those cars and I get, like, way behind and I don't end up winning. And you have to pay to enter races and you end up losing. You just, like, lose money. It's so bad. Okay, now on to Xbox. I love GTA. I played it at my brother's house. Actually, the only Xbox games I have played that are not on the 360, I've only played at my brother's house. Which means, yeah, I watched him play Rocket League. It seems really fun. It's just, I don't know, it's just cars and soccer balls. I keep hitting the mic, and I feel like every time it just makes a sound, and it's probably really annoying. Anyways, GTA is really fun. I go around stabbing people, I steal people's cars. That's not really a good thing, but it's what GTA is for. You just go around, you know, just like sell a couple of drugs to somebody, you know, and then punch somebody in the face. Oh, my favorite 360 games. Skate 3. I didn't know how to do any of the tricks, but I sure did skate around. My favorite map was this one city where it had a whole bunch of Monster Energy sponsorships in the background. And that was back before I could drink energy drinks, because my mom was like, it's gonna ruin your heart, and I was like, I don't care. But secretly, I bought energy drinks anyways, and I loved them. Anyways, I don't drink energy drinks now, they're just really overhyped. Oh, and I drank Monster before, but that was back before all the TikTok girls made their own personality. Now they're just like, I made Monster cans into earrings, I love Monster, ooh. Which is kind of annoying. Anyways. And my other favorites. Did I have another favorite? I didn't really play the Xbox 360 for that long. I played the Minecraft tutorial a lot. I really loved the Minecraft tutorial. I would play it like every single day. Because I didn't have enough money to buy Minecraft on the 360. But I always played the tutorial, and it would always start raining, and there were dolphins in the water, and you could farm stuff, and it was so cool that there was just a whole tutorial. Just like, you could just do stuff, and it was like regular Minecraft, because no other games have a tutorial, because I feel like, well, other games have a tutorial. No other games have a tutorial like Minecraft. Like, you basically got the whole game in front of you. You don't need to pay for it. You can just play the tutorial over and over again. I think that's what most people do when they don't have enough money to afford games. Yeah, I felt that. Anyways, my favorite games on other consoles. What are some other consoles I've played games on? Hmm. Now that I'm thinking about it, I don't really have that many favorite games. Okay, so let's talk about mobile games, because those are video games, even though some people don't classify them as video games. So I had Minecraft on my phone, but it just really isn't that good. Pocket Edition isn't that good. I don't know why, it's just something about it. I don't really know. And my other favorite games. Ooh, there are these two, and it's called Clawbert and Clawberta. And it's these claw machines, but you basically get these, like, characters, and it's really fun. And I played Clawbert for a while, but then I uninstalled it, and then I installed Clawberta, and I was like, Clawberta is really fun. But I haven't played it in a while because, I don't know, I have a short attention span. And I usually just focus on other things, hence why I just talk about one thing and then I'll just go to another thing. But, ooh. So, I'm also going to talk about drawing. Because my whole life, I haven't had an art style. Like, basically, if you've seen any drawing of mine from, like, I don't know, 5th grade to 8th grade, I didn't do that drawing. I copied it from somebody. You sat there. You were probably sitting there like, oh my God, that's so good. How'd you draw that? And I'd be like, just drew it, because that would be my excuse. Because I did not draw it. I just found it on the internet and just copied it. I didn't trace it. I've never traced anything. But I just, like, copied it. But 8th grade science class was when I finally figured out that I had an art style. And I was so happy. I was like, I finally have an art style. And then the teacher was like, we're trying to learn about atoms. And I was like, I don't care about atoms. Why is it that the only thing I can remember from science class is that the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell? It's like, and I also remember the water cycle song, but like the only thing I remember that was like manually taught to me was the mitochondria was the powerhouse of the cell. Why is that the only thing that, like, anybody can remember from science? It's weird. Like, you remember everything from English class, and you remember some things from math, but you don't remember anything from science class except for the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell. It's so weird. Ooh. What else should I talk about? Ooh. Malls. Okay. So basically, I love malls. Even though malls are dying. Oh, I also love this board game called Mall Madness. I don't know if you've played it or not, but I saw it on this guy's channel. His name's Brutal Moose, and he does like a whole bunch of reviews of everything. And it's this board game that you have to assemble. And it's just like a really cool board game. Like, that's the only board game that I like. For real. Anyways, so certain stores in the mall, like, I don't really like them. It's just like malls were a cool thing in like the 80s and stuff because, you didn't have like these weird stores of today, like, PacSun and Vans. Well, maybe you had Vans in the 80s. Yeah, you did have Vans in the 80s. Or did you have PacSun in the 80s? I don't know. You didn't have Brandy Melville in the 80s. You didn't have Forever 21 in the 80s. You didn't have Urban Outfitters in the 80s. Basically, all the white girl stores. They just don't really have, like, a good aesthetic to them. And everybody that's in there will judge you for everything. They'll be like, are you sure that's your size? Are you sure you're like the right person to be in here? And I just sit there like, huh? One size fits all. And they're like, one size fits most people who are skinny. And I'm like, why? And they're like, because we hate you. And I'm like, fair. But I don't know. Malls were like a cool thing in like the 80s because they had like Sears. They had like, I don't know if Radio Shacks were ever in a mall. I feel like they weren't. Was Macy's in the 80s? Kohl's? I don't know. But like malls are a pretty cool thing. It's just they're just kind of gone downhill now. And oh my god, I hate Hot Topic. Like sure, there's a few cool things in there, but I kind of liked it more in the early 2000s because it was like a whole bunch of punk stuff. But now it's a whole bunch of pop culture. Like there's a whole Funko Pop wall. There's a whole bunch of anime stuff. Not everybody likes anime. Like me, I do not like anime. And what you might think, I do like anime, but no, I don't like anime, even though I have two anime posters on my walls. But that's because I was a fake anime fan, just to, like, fit in. But anyways, they also have this whole section of like things like figures and blind bags and candy, and I'm just like, where is the belts? Where's the chokers? Where's the ripped clothing? Where's like, and it used to be so dark too, like for real, and now it's just brightness everywhere, and I'm like, why? And speaking of bright stores in a mall, why is American Eagle so bright? I've been in there like maybe once or twice in my life, and it's just so, it gives me a headache. Like, why? Other stores in the mall. Spencer's. Oh my god. So, I love Spencer's. The front and the back of Spencer's. Yes, I like the back too. Don't act so surprised. Anyways, the front has a whole bunch of like clothing, socks, like, like body jewelry, candy, hats, and it's just really cool. But then you go to the back, and it's like, oh God, I'm never gonna bring my kid here. But then when your kid's like 20, not 20. Then when your kid's like 15, you're like, hey, here's the back of a Spencer's. And they're like, oh no. Because I'm pretty sure that's what my reaction was when I first realized what was in the back of a Spencer's. I just sat there looking at a wall of like dicks. And I was like, no, why would anybody approve of this? And my ex-friend once told me this story about how she put on this, her mom made her put on this hat, and then she took off the hat, and she was like, there's a dick lollipop in it. And then her mom was like, whoopsies, didn't see it. And then I was like, I know good and well her mom saw it, for real. But I don't know, it's just the back of Spencer's isn't all dicks and vaginas. There's a whole bunch of sexy clothing too. There's lingerie, there's tights too. Well, not tights, like fishnets. Yeah, I'd get my fishnets at Spencer's if I did wear fishnets, but I'm not that type of person. I'm a mix of a tomboy and a girly girl. It's weird. Like sometimes I'll dress like a daffodil and sometimes I'll dress like, I don't know, Miley Cyrus in the early 2000s. But, what are some other stores? Oh, and then you've got those random generic stores where it's like you don't even know what this brand is, but they've got basically everything in there. It's just not even a, like a store, like one kiosk. And it's got like, I don't know, phone accessories, jewelry, hardware, and you're like, what is this supposed to be? What am I looking at? And then they're like, oh, would you like to buy? And they're like, oh, no, thanks. Like one time I was walking past this like weird makeup stand in Charlotte, and this guy kept on going up to people and was like, would you like to try the makeup? And everybody was like, whoa, creepy guy, what are you doing? And then I was like, hey, we should go get makeup samples. And then they were like, no, we should not get makeup samples. And I was like, ah, it'll be fun. And then my mom was like, do you really want to listen to that guy for like 5 minutes telling you about your makeup? And I was like, I don't know, maybe it would be fun. And the makeup was like $40, like per ounce, and it was weird. Like, why is everything so much more expensive in a mall? Ooh, now I'm gonna talk to you about stores that are no longer here. Okay, Radio Shack. I know you've been into a Radio Shack before, but I don't know, it's just a store of a whole bunch of appliances for like low prices. Well, high prices, but low prices. They tell you it's low prices, but in reality, no. I've never been in a Radio Shack, but I've seen pictures of it because I'm 14. I have never been in a Radio Shack. Surprising, I know. I was not born in the 80s. I wish. Anyways, and there's, oh my God, Kmart. I loved Kmart. I would go in there all the time. It was kind of creepy too. I don't know why I liked Kmart so much. Nobody would be in there. And there would always be no workers. Nobody would be walking around. It would be you and your mom in the store with music playing through the speakers. But nobody in sight. And just a whole bunch of items scattered everywhere. And nobody restocks anything. But, you know, that's just the Kmart I know because I was born in the 2000s, not the 80s. But, like, I always hated the Kmart light bulb dude. He was so creepy. I'm surprised I didn't have nightmares about him. I had nightmares about a lot of things as a kid. Ugh. Think I had a nightmare about the Crazy Art mascot. Does anybody remember the Crazy Art mascot? Because I search up on Google Crazy Art mascot and nothing comes up. I think the Crazy Art mascot looked a bit like Planet Sheen. And that's why every time I would come across the mascot, I'd be like, ugh, because I used to have nightmares about Planet Sheen. For some reason. He was really creepy. That's why I would never watch Planet Sheen or Jimmy Neutron. Anyways, where was I? I watched a whole bunch of YouTube videos on all of these like stores that have like went bankrupt and stuff. Like Toys R Us was there, but like Toys R Us has recently like gotten more stores, which is weird because like they were like, "Oh no, we're bankrupt. Oh no." And then America was like, oh no, my childhood, no. And then they were like, store, store? And then everybody was like, oh, my childhood, I'm never, even though I'm not gonna go in one again, my childhood. I remember crying to a video of an empty Toys R Us with Hey There Delilah in the background, but it was like played through the speakers and there was like light traffic in the background. I remember crying to that. I've never even been in a Toys R Us. Why was I crying? I am a sensitive person, bro. Anyways, I also watched a video on Kodak. Because they didn't want to switch from film to like cameras, so they were like, no, film is gonna stay forever. And then the cameras were like No, you're bankrupt. And then Kodak was like, oh no. What else should I talk about? Because I'll talk about, like, more businesses from, like, I don't know, like, businesses from, like, that have gone bankrupt, but I can't think of any more, because I watched those videos a whole long time ago, and I remember specifically, I was eating a bowl of spicy noodles, like, really spicy, it was, like, Mexican spicy, when I was watching the video about Kodak. It was weird. Why did I remember the exact thing I was eating? It was because it was so spicy. Like, yeah, I can handle spice, but oh my god. Oh my god. My dreams are so weird. They're either so weird or they're a nightmare. There's no in between. No in between. And it's so weird because, like, I'll have a dream about me being on the moon in space eating ice cream in my school cafeteria, or I'll have a dream that Planet Sheen kisses me on the lips. I had that dream once. I didn't make that up. I had that dream once. Oh my god. I was like 4, and I remember I had a dream where I was like trying to run away from Planet Sheen, and then my family goes down the stairs, like Scooby-Doo style, and they're, like, sliding down the stairs, and then I run out the door, and then Planet Sheen follows me, and then he, like, dips me, like, you know, like when you do at the end of the tango, and then he kisses me on the lips, and I'm like, no! I was trying to scream, but it went out like a, you know, like you do in dreams, and, oh my god. I don't know why I was so scared. Like, why? I don't know why I'm not traumatized. Like, why? Anyways, so I've had, like, a whole bunch of weird dreams. Like, I've never had a normal dream. Like, a normal dream would be like, oh, I went to school, I kissed my crush, whoa. But my dreams would be like, I went to school, but it was like elementary school, and then we had spaghetti for lunch, and then I threw spaghetti at my crush, and then I ate the spaghetti from his face, and then we bumped butts. That would be my dream. I don't know why. I don't know why. What else should I talk about? I don't know. Should I talk about more of my dreams? Sure. And when I have nightmares, they are so vivid. It's like, bro. Like, I'll be on the top of, like, I'll be jumping off my ceiling fan. And then I'll jump, and then I'll be falling for, like, what seems like forever. And then when I get to the bottom, I wake up, and I'm like, what was that? Like, huh? Like, why do my dreams do that to me? I just don't know. Anyways, if any of my family members did actually come to start listening to my podcast, you've heard a lot of embarrassing things, but, you know, that's what I get for sharing it on Facebook. So, this is the end of my podcast, for now, because I have nothing else to talk about. I love how this started out with, like, Facebook, what the, are you allowed to swear on a podcast? It started out with video games, and it just ended on, like, weird dreams. So weird. Anyways, this is it for this episode of my podcast. Peace.